We've purchased this huge 2,700 square meters building with this huge 7,500 square meters of land. And inshallah ta'ala, with your help, we are going to convert this huge property into the most epic Islamic center in the whole country of Norway. Now this is a sadaqah jariyah that will keep on giving you rewards for as long as this masjid stands. Click the button to donate whatever you can.
The thing that I'm not clear on is if Allah is all powerful and all loving, His benevolence is key. Then how did those two attributes, how can you reconcile them with free will? Because if He knows what we're going to will, then how and we sin and ultimately end up in, is it Gehenna, the hell? Yes. Then
Gehenna.
I think it was originally the word may have come from a rubbish sheep outside Jerusalem. Anyway, so if He's all loving, why would He create beings which are inevitably going to end in Gehenna, in hell, eternal suffering?
Okay, that's a good question. So this question, actually Muslims ask this question as well. And it's a question where a lot of us, we kind of grapple with. Now, I found a way of, because when a person asks this question, they are ridding themselves of accountability. What they're saying is, if God knows where I'm going to go, then what's the point of me doing anything? And I'm like, well, why don't we use that logic in the same way and say, well, if God knows I'm going to go paradise, you know, why is it only with hellfire? Why do we apply it with the paradise? So this is a way I kind of found an answer to it, because when it talks about, we're compatibilists, yeah? So we're not hard determinists in the context that we just believe that God is in full control only. No, we believe God knows, He has willed our action, yes, and also we have free will. How they work together, we don't know. It's a mystery, we do not know. But check this out and tell me if that makes sense. What's your name?
Strawbro.
That's a very unique name.
It is.
I actually like it, Strawbro.
Haven't met enough.
Strawbro, I like that. What,
what's your
Gal.
Name?
Gal. Ali. Yeah, Gal and Strawbro.
Yes,
that's very. I like that. It's interesting. I like that. Okay, so my real name is Erdi.
Erdi.
Yeah, that's my real name, by the way. Yeah, that's my MI5 name. So okay, let me put it like this. Yeah. So Strawbro and Gael.
Gal.
Sorry, Gal.
Yeah.
Okay, Gael in my country means come.
Oh. Yeah.
Gael. Okay. So Gael is someone who believes he's going to go paradise. Strawbro is somebody who believes he's going hellfire. Argument's sake. You both believe in God, but you're a pessimist, you're an optimist. Yeah? You're optimistic, you're pessimistic. However, Strawbro, yeah, believes he's going hellfire, but he, argument's sake, yeah, let's go with the Jewish thing, yeah, put it down for a second, yeah? He believes he's going hellfire, but he still sticks to the Sabbath. He still does whatever he needs to do. Yeah, I don't know what you guys exactly do. Yeah, so he follows the commandments. Yeah, he follows the commandments. Okay, I think you've got a festival coming up which you guys drink alcohol. Like, you're gonna be, it's coming up soon. Yeah, okay, so he's doing everything God tells him to do. Gael is someone who believes he's going to paradise, but he does none of the good deeds. Now, both of you, if you stand in front of God, you as someone who believes going hellfire, and you've done all the deeds God told you to do, do you think God will send you to hellfire or heaven?
Well, again, He determined that I do those good actions. So, yes, but that was also determined. And if Gao can be a blind optimist but still commit acts of immorality, but he has no power over his will. So that is an interesting argument, but it only takes it back a step. There's still that.
Okay, first issue. Disclaimer, yeah. We don't believe that. We believe God has willed our action, but He didn't force us to do it. We have free will. I made that very clear. Yeah? I tell them, they don't listen every time. What I'm saying is, free will and God's predestiny, they do not conflict. They conflict in our mind because we can't grasp how God works. So I want to give this disclaimer. When I do this is not God forcing me to do it. He's willed it, but I have chosen to do it, and I'll do it again. and I'm going to do it again. So I can't come and say, okay, this is God. No, I'm doing this. However God has willed it. So coming back to my question, because we can come to that, I just want to make that disclaimer. When I do these actions, there is no one forcing me to do it. God willing it does not mean he is forcing me to do it.
You said God. God's will.
Just before we go that, I'm so sorry. Can we? You know, ask the question because it'll make a bit of sense. Remember what I said to you. You're a pessimist. He's an optimist. Yeah. He's optimistic or pessimistic? You could keep all of God's commands. Would God send you to hellfire or heaven?
Well, I would hope if I kept his commands, it would be heaven. That's the idea.
Okay, Gail. Based on you, you're an optimistic individual. You believe you're going to paradise, but you keep none of God's commandments and you're a sinner. Would God give you heaven or hell?
Well, if I am an optimist, I'll go to heaven.
No. If you're you're thinking, I'm going to paradise anyways. I'll commit all the sins I like and I'll go against all of God's commands. Just because you think like that,
I'll go to heaven or hell. No, that doesn't mean that.
Good. Now, the point that I'm trying to get here is the following, yeah? Because I was thinking about this a lot. Just because one might think they are going to a certain destination, if they do not put in the work, they are not going there, if that makes sense. So, just because you believe they're going hellfire, but you still followed God's commandments, which shows what? Your actions play a role in where you end up. I repeat again, your actions, because the people that ask this question of the issue of if God knew, they are ridding themselves of accountability. They're saying, God knows where I'm going to go, what's the point of me doing anything? And I'm saying, no, hold on a second, your actions play a role, regardless of where you think God is going to take you.
Why did God instill what he wanted, how he wanted humans to act?
Asked you to do it.
Well, I think it was revealed, wasn't it, in the Quran and in the Hadith.
So, coming back to my argument, the thing that I was making here, Strawberry and Gail, I'm actually bad with names, but that's a very unique name, and yours. So, therefore, it shows us what? Our actions play a role in where we can go. One disclaimer. In Islam, we believe it's initially, the main thing is this, you enter paradise by the mercy of God. So no works you can do is, you can't come to God and say, hey God, look how righteous I was. You cannot pay God back for what the blessing of the eye that you have. So in totality, it's actually God's mercy that you went into paradise, but does not mean that you don't do actions. You do actions because of who he is. He's deserving of those actions.
So could you not have so you're saying that ignorance, if you are ignorant of the word,
yes,
then you're exempt in some respect.
In this life, but you will have a test on the day of judgment.
So if I was ignorant, but I lived a terrible life, and I indulged in the worst acts of immorality,
yes,
I would still have a chance of getting into heaven purely on the grounds that I was ignorant of Islam.
No, because in Islam, for example,
I'm sorry for interrupting, but from what I understand, in Islam, you believe that everybody is born a Muslim.
Yes.
And they,
the fitrah.
Yeah.
So we answered your question, kind of. We have this belief that you have the fitrah, the inclination to the belief in one God.
We've purchased this huge 2,700 square meters building with this huge 7,500 square meters of land. And inshallah ta'ala, with your help, we are going to convert this huge property into the most epic Islamic center in the whole country of Norway. Now, this is a sadaqah jariyah that will keep on giving you rewards for as long as this masjid stands. Click the button to donate whatever you can.